Well, imagine getting a phone bill for $143,000.
What?
That happened to a couple. Welcome back to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. I saw this report on NBC News, and it was about a couple, the Redmonds, and they are probably, you know, they're over the age of 40, I would say closer to, you know, 60. So you might need that in your memory as I tell this story, because they admit that they're not so savvy with their cell phones.
Oh, sure. So
and they're not on social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're like, technology. Oh,
exactly. So
$143,000.
Yes. So they went to Switzerland for 3 weeks, where I'm like, hallelujah. That is my happy place.
Yeah. No wonder you saw the story.
I did. I think I have a Switzerland feed. Anyway, so they went on a 3-week vacation to Switzerland, and they have traveled before, okay? So they're not new to traveling overseas. They know the rules about that they need to, you know, do things with their cell phones to make that, you know, so that they don't get a bunch of charges. So this is just a bit of it, and I'll explain the rest of it later. Here's a clip of NBC's Stephen Romo interviewing Mr. Redmond on what happened with his cell phone bill.
I look at the T-Mobile bill, and I thought it was $143, and I said, oh, that's reasonable. And then when I get on the computer, I look at the, there's three more digits behind that.
Were you watching movies, or what was? Do you know what it was for?
No. I'm not 20 years old anymore. Okay, so I do very little on my phone. I'm not on YouTube. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter. I am not on any social media network.
Renee Raymond, who works in property management in Tampa, says he and his wife travel often, and they know to first alert the phone company when they'll be leaving the U.S. This time, Renee says he went to a T-Mobile store and told employees about their trip. He says they told him they were covered for international roaming, so during their 3-week trip, they used their phones and sent messages without batting an eye.
So I immediately called T-Mobile, and they put me on hold, says, yes, Mr. Raymond, this is a good bill. What? It's a good bill. Maybe good for you, but not good for me. What happened here?
After getting a lawyer and local media involved, The couple says T-Mobile called and told them they were getting a credit for the full amount.
Of course, by then I was already with Verizon.
Oh. So I was like, all right.
I don't blame him.
So I don't know if you, like, there was a lot there. I don't know if you caught the part where he said he went to the T-Mobile store and said, we're going to Switzerland. Make sure my phone is set up for that.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, no problem. It is.
Yeah. So I had a lot of questions when you first told me about this story, because first of all, my first reaction is like, buyer beware. You're responsible. Be an adult. Yeah. Figure out what you need to do. Although I will say, as a person who is a fully capable, you know, grown ass man, mm-hmm. who understands rudimentary technology, especially when it comes to phones in a foreign location, even I am confused sometimes about what I should or shouldn't be doing, because mm-hmm. like I have T-Mobile and my phone will be like, welcome, like when we're on a cruise, it'll be like, welcome to Barbados. You have whatever, whatever, but nothing will work. And then in order for me to get the service that I get for free on my T-Mobile phone, mm-hmm. I have to turn roaming on. Yeah. But I'm always scared if I turn roaming on.
Right.
It means somehow I'm going to get charged.
Well, that's how they got charged.
What I'm saying is, I understand that people can still get confused even if they think they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I had that reaction, like, be responsible, but also it's tough. But also $143,000, come on, T-Mobile. Nobody in their right mind intentionally charges themselves $143,000.
And like, why should it ever cost that ever?
Exactly. A simple look at the bill, or, you know, there should be a flag on the account. Just like, all of a sudden, nobody's account should be able to hit that much. Like, excuse me, you just racked up $100. You just racked up $1,000. Wait, you just racked up $10,000. We're going to put your account on hold until you tell us this is exactly what you want.
Thank you. Yes. And not only that, I found it insensitive within the report, which I only took a portion of this, but a lot of it had to do with, well, I'm old. You know, it's like, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. But like, after they did the interviewing with the dude, then they had a whole segment on, here's some tips to do when you travel. It's like, He went to T-Mobile. They had to get a lawyer. And if I were the lawyer, I'd be like, so when did you go to T-Mobile on this day? I'm not trying to be mean here because I have worked in the service industry. But let's see who had a shift that day and then go, oh, look, Maggie waited on you. And that is why they did erase the whole bill, but they shouldn't have had to contact
the
media.
No, you should never have gotten, to your point, it should never have gotten that far.
And the guy is being blamed for being like, oh, you better be diligent about checking your phone. He did the extra step of saying, I think I'm knowing how to do this right because I've done it, but I'm going to have the professional at the company. I'm going to walk into the store. And somebody was just like, oh, yeah, it's fine. But I don't know.
Well, that's I will say, just from like a buyer beware standpoint, I would say if I walked into a store, okay, give me your name. I'm taking your photo. I'm like,
no, seriously.
Like also show me why or show me how, because we had a similar experience with an airline where they told us if you buy this really expensive flight, you will have you will get to this next level of status or whatever for your flight
points
benefits.
Yeah.
So we were like, I was like, I don't really want to spend this, but are you sure? And they were like, oh yeah, it's going to happen. Well, that's not what happened. And when I went to complain about it, they were like, well, who'd you talk to? I was like, I don't know. What's on the account? And they're like, well, we'll look into it. And nothing happened. And that was my fault. Like I had to let it go. But my point is, right, like you got to be really extra careful, because just because somebody says it's okay.
Yeah, I know. I've learned that lesson the hard way too.
But that said, $140,000, nobody in their right mind is willingly doing that.
And wouldn't you have to be on, like, so they said it was 9.8 gig. That's what they used. And then they also mentioned that most people use about 20 gig a month. So that's less than half in 3 weeks. I mean, 143,000, I don't even care if you were on the phone the entire 3 weeks. I just don't think it should ever be that amount.
No.
That's a different issue. But
no, I think it's like a credit. It should be like a credit card where the credit card just, you know, your credit card company's like, I don't think you wanted to spend this much money. We're just going to not let that happen.
Yeah.
And just shut down the phone. And then if he has to call and complain, like, hey, fire up that bill because I'm ready to pay. I'm sitting in Switzerland trying to, you know, watch my programs.
Exactly, which he wasn't. He was only like using instant messenger a lot, they said.
Which
are not, are like,
well, I'm sure like messaging. He had apps on his phone that were running in the background. You know how it is.
Oh, for
like
sure.
All of a sudden that's sucking all the data out of your account.
Like maybe he's doing some, you know, messaging app with his kids back home. I don't know.
I am glad that they removed the charge or whatever.
It's too bad that they had to contact NBC and pay for a lawyer.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Travel tips from The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
When we come back, Jamgate.
Oh, people.
Do you know that people are getting their jam bent out of shape?
It's the Daily Mail, really.
Well, the Daily Mail doesn't like Meghan Markle, and we have further proof about that, and it all involves jam when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
Entertainment.
Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Your dental health is super duper important, which is why I want you to take your teeth and your smile to Dakota Dental. My friends at Dakota Dental have been there for a long time, providing some of the best dental care in Minnesota. I can say that because I've been going there for a long time. I've been going there for years. It all started with a dental emergency, which, by the way, if you ever have a dental emergency, just remember in the back of your mind, Dakota Dental, Dakota Dental, Dakota Dental. Give them a call. They'll get you in ASAP, and you'll be on your way in no time. So for me, it was a cracked tooth, and it was a front tooth, so it was like, hi, I don't want to walk around with half a tooth in my mouth. And I called them up. They got me in super duper quick. I could not have been more pleased with the results and the speed with which they were able to get me care. For all of your dental needs, call my friends at Dakota Dental today. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Now is the time to reconnect at home with those...
It's Jamgate 2024. Jamgate 2024. 444. The Daily Mail is so mad that Meghan Markle has decided to can strawberries into jam, that they are going after her in the most vicious ways that makes me laugh so hard. And I hope she's laughing, because at this point, it's just ridiculous. Do you want to catch people up on the jam situation? Yeah, yeah.
I was like, where's that coming from?
Pump up the jam.
Yeah. Is that coming from
That's
my
right.
youth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a place. Get your booty on the porch,
right? Oh, my God. So she has a lifestyle brand, American Riviera Orchard, which we think is too long of a title.
Look, honey, come on now. There's too many words.
Now, I will say...
I love you, Megan, but I'm not a fan of that name.
I will say, in reading these Daily Mail articles, which there are four, I won't go through all of them, but... I learned that in Santa Barbara, they call it the American Riviera. Like, that's a common phrase that's used for the area. She didn't come up with it.
No, but she picked it. And when you have those three words together, it just seemed like way too much.
Yeah, it did feel like a lot. Like, maybe just
call it Riviera Orchard or
American Riviera.
Orchard or American Riviera.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, maybe not the greatest choice.
That's our own quibbles.
Totally.
The quibbles from the Daily Mail generally are just rude and oft racist. But anyway.
I mean, they just, it starts off with this one. Megan's fruity flop.
God, they are so lazy.
Only three unfamous faces out of 50 chosen jamfluencers have spilled the jelly on her new Montecito sweetmeats. So just who else made the cut?
Sweetmeats.
So someone named Maureen Callahan is got a lot of time in her hands and a lot of articles to write at the Daily Mail. So she goes after the
fact. Maureen Callahan is she is a repeat offender.
Yes. Yeah. Because her name is even in the title, which I'm like, Maureen Callahan has an idea. Who the hell is that?
Well, she's probably one of the opinion writers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she goes in on the fact that we saw photos of this jam that Meghan Markle made with her new label on it and stuff. And she sent it out to some people.
Which, by the way, I'm kind of miffed that she didn't send me one.
Well, you know what? Other people aren't posting it. Their point is that there were 50 made. They point that out because they noticed, just like anybody else with eyes, that it was like 17 out of 50. So she made 50 jars. So they go in on the fact that only three people out of 50 have posted this. They also, and by the way, she says that the people that posted that are Tracy Ellis Ross, also, who else? Tracy Robbins, and then we had somebody else, I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They said that maybe the reason why no one is posting it because everyone is on Ozempic in what? California.
like all the celebrities, we can't post this jam because we're on Ozempic. We don't need jam.
Right. So they're like, you know, she says, like, could they be embarrassed, unimpressed on Ozempic? Then she says that it's very tacky for Megan to have launched this, which I'm pretty sure she just made some jam for friends. Whether or not it's the way she's launching the brand or not, they sure are making a big deal out about it, the fact that then they bring in that her sister-in-law is battling cancer, so is the king, and it probably wouldn't be a good time to launch your jam. It's very insensitive. Of course she would do that because it's Meghan Markle.
Yeah, this woman just has an issue.
Oh, my God. And then she says perhaps they would rather not use their platforms to push sticky sandwich spreads and tacky Jeremy ads. What? I don't even know what that is. Jam.
I don't know what's going on over there. Are you melting down?
I just can't believe. So the next article is, it's all about, so this is, it's tacky, it's rude to the family because there's a serious health issue.
Maureen does not like Meghan.
Oh my gosh. Then we have Jill over at the Daily Mail. Jill Ishkanian, she reported just yesterday that her favorite shops in Montecito must have been the inspiration for her new American Riviera Orchard brand.
Okay.
Sort of insinuate, and you think, oh, okay, that's fine. But then they like go into detail about all the shops that Megan has been seen coming out of. And then taking pictures inside the shops.
And then going, oh, look, they have jam.
Oh, look, she just stole the idea from these places. These, you know, overpriced, bougie places.
So, again, I am not, like, Meghan Markle's number one fan, but I almost am just like, what? Okay, but I know the answer, which is why I try not to get too animated about it. Like, she is doing what she should be doing, which is she needs to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
She has a high profile. And she has an aesthetic and a brand that people like. Maybe it's not all the people. Maybe it's not Maureen Callahan. But there are people who are very excited about the things. Maybe it's even just a bunch of other celebrities.
Yeah,
but I don't
way.
Blame Meghan Markle for trying to hustle in that environment. And you don't even have to like it. Like, we just, you know, we kind of were like, it's not the name I would have given it. But guess what? It's not my business. Meaning
literally
business. Yeah. So like she's entitled to do whatever she wants.
Yeah. So.
And people make bad business decisions all over the place.
And I don't even think it's bad.
Maureen
it's
Callahan
probably
works for the Daily Mail.
Right. Maybe her and Carol Baum need to get together. Meghan Markle.
Also, I want some of that damn jam, and I want to know where she got, like, what's the story behind the jam? I need an interview. I need her on a podcast.
That's what we want. Yeah.
I need to understand, does she do the British method of making jam, or does she do the American method?
Right.
Is she hot water bath canning these jams, or is she doing the oven thing?
Right, exactly. There's so many questions that just have to do with her making jam, which I'm
sorry.
Did
she use whole fruit? Did she seed the fruit? What's going on with the fruit? Did she use all sugar, some sugar, low sugar? Did she use pectin? Because I will tell you that
you don't have to.
You don't have to, and I hope she didn't, because it will alter the flavor.
Yeah, and it tastes more like jelly than it does jam. So I don't know. Like, there are so many celebrities that do things like brands, and why we have to go, oh, she doesn't have her own ideas. She just got it from these shops.
Everybody's ideas are ripoffs.
I mean, seriously?
Yeah, unless you created, you know, something out of whole cloth, which I think there's about four things in humanity that were.
Yeah.
It's all derivative. It's fine.
It's
She's
fine.
A celebrity.
So she likes to go to the, like, it's cutting her down is what it is. It's saying, like, well, she just stole this idea from all these high-end shops she goes into, and it's not her. Like, come on. People get inspired in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
And it's jam, okay?
But, you know, here's what I will say. I hope there's some substance behind her jam. This is what I will allow people to be critical.
Sure.
Because we have been critical of, for example, Gwyneth Paltrow. And I think it's okay to be critical if there's something behind that criticism. Like if you go, you know, she didn't really think out this jam thing. It's not like it's her recipe or like she was particularly excited about jam. She's like, I'm going to throw some jam in a jar and make it look real fancy.
And
I mean,
she did
that. Can,
you
but
know what?
I would say that doesn't seem very genuine. So I hope anyway.
She drew the logo. She drew that. That's her own calligraphy, by the way,
oh,
which
okay.
We just thought it was Canva. Another Daily Mail experience says that her jam is a weird strategy. It lacks authenticity and is a clear karaoke of King Charles's Duchy Originals jam. So she sold it. Did she steal it from Montecito?
King Charles invented jam.
Because he does have jam. If you are the Duchy of Cornwall, it's like farming community. So you have all kinds of products that people can buy.
Yeah.
So she, once again,
he's the Duchy of
stole
Meghan.
It from him.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, people.
It's fine.
I mean, not people, Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, people wouldn't go this low.
People's loving it.
They're the ones that said it was her own calligraphy.
Do you like Worcestershire sauce?
I do.
Do you call it Worcestershire?
It's Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce? Or is it Worcestershire?
Well, it is Worcester.
Or is it Worcester sauce?
Yep.
I mean, it can be many and all of those things at the same time.
Tastes great.
I asked you if you liked it.
Yeah, I put it in milk in a shot. I like car bomb it. Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
That's right. It's a hotly contended item in the home of Bradley Trainer.
Who knew?
You are a great cook, I think.
Oh, God. No.
You cook all the time.
Thank you. I do like food.
And this item has come up for bid on the auction block.
The next item up for bid is Worcestershire sauce.
I know someone who doesn't like it.
Well, so we had a whole conversation about Worcestershire sauce, I think.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, we should talk about it, Darren.
Yes.
And so I said, how do you feel about Worcestershire? And then we had a little bit of a conversation about it. Mike, I want to hear what your thoughts are too. And dear listeners, I know this sounds so absurd. Why are you talking about Worcestershire sauce? And maybe it's not even just Worcesters, but maybe there's
Worcesters.
That's what we call it in our house.
Worcesters. Okay, Worcesters.
Because it's easier than saying Worcestershire.
Yeah.
So this, you're probably like, how did this come about? So last night we had ham and bean soup.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this ham and bean soup turned out real good. It reminds me of my mom. She makes like a lentil soup.
Yes.
And I was like, but you know what it's missing is some Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah. Lentils definitely need Worcestershire sauce.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, am I going to go get the Worcesters? And I was like,
it sounds like some kind of an affliction that you get after you go Worcesters. To the club. the Worcesters. Or your dog comes back
from
the kennel. The Worcesters.
I don't know what you're getting at the club, but anyway, so I was like, am I going to go get some of this? And you might have even asked, why didn't I put it in the beef or ham and bean soup? And it's because Jamie is not a fan of the Worcestershire sauce. And I know this because he, for whatever reason, he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like
it. And I think
like
Worcestershire sauce is one of those things that people either like or they don't like. I would say I love it. Like, put it in anything. And I used to put it in everything that I cooked, but now I don't because I know he's not a fan.
And do you put enough to where you can really taste that that's what it is?
I wouldn't say so, but I've had that thing happen where I put it in something and he's like, is there Worcestershire sauce in here? And I'm like, yeah, and? So I just stopped.
Eat your free meal.
Oh, I say that regularly, which is not always a nice thing to say. But,
oh, well.
Because it ain't free, because we both pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Spiritually as well as physically. But how do you feel about Worcestershire sauce?
Well, I feel like the only times I've had it, it isn't like the most forward flavor that I've had. It's usually used in a marinade, which makes everything better.
But doesn't it? It's got that salty umami. I know people wrinkle their nose when you say umami, but it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It does.
Because it's got anchovies, right?
What?
Doesn't it have anchovies in it?
It does? I'm not doubting you.
Original
I just didn't know.
Worcesters.
Worcesters.
Yeah.
Worcesters. Molasses, sugar, onion, garlic, tamarind, and anchovies.
Yeah. So it's got that fish.
It's fermented too.
Yeah. They ferment it in big vats.
Okay.
Do you know what it's really good in? Is like if you make a dip, like a cream cheese dip.
Ooh.
With like onions and garlic and some Worcesters.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's real good. Mike, how do you feel about Woosties?
Yeah, I love it. It is such a unique, there's not much that tastes, there's nothing else that really tastes like it. That's what's so awesome
right?
about it. So it adds like depth to whatever you give it to
yeah.
because it gives you another level of flavor that you don't get anywhere else. I love it in, anytime I'm making burgers, I always patty my own burgers.
I forgot about
burgers. Use it in burgers.
Oh, that's
it's great.
That's the absolute best thing to use it for. That and for me, Bloody Marys. It is my top off of every Bloody Mary ever
had. I can see that.
I'd load it up with Worcestershire sauce.
Because it's got a little bit of, it's not really smoke. But it's kind of a it's the same characteristic of a depth of flavor.
Yep.
I forgot because again I haven't used it a lot, but we used to just keep it at the table. So like when my mom would have when she would make like lentil soup or something, she would just put the bottle on the table and you just go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did never have that. It was just in the cabinet. My mom put it in meatloaf, I think.
Oh, sure. That's another
and
great
burgers.
One.
Yep. Yeah. I think my dad would put it in burgers and definitely marinate for like whatever kind of steak my dad would slow cook on the grill.
I just was reading an email from Tuba Sarah who said, be careful because Woosties definitely does go bad. It has fermented anchovies in it. I know from a very bad experience.
Oh, honey.
I'm sorry. But yeah, cream cheese, like a dip, like if you're going to make like a potato chip dip.
That's a great
like
idea.
Some onion soup mix and some Woosties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or and I also think of those rye chips.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that has Woosties sauce in it.
Okay. Gosh, I just don't know the history.
It's really, I mean,
I know the history. It was made in Worcester.
Worcester, Mass? Or Worcester, England?
No, Worcester, England.
Yeah.
In the county of Worcestershire.
Is that where it's from?
Yep.
Okay.
For real.
Do you know that?
I do know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that where they bottle it? I actually know that story. I'm trying to remember where I saw that. There was something during the pandemic where there was a shortage of Woosty sauce.
I remember this.
And I don't remember why, but it had something to do with the pandemic. Because it's only made in like one place.
Uh-huh. Right. In Worcester. Right?
Worcestershire.
In England.
Where is Woosty's made?
It is there.
No, I'm just Googling it.
Okay. At Lee and Perrins is the only kind that I've ever gotten, and I don't try other Woosties. It's just that one.
Worcester or Worcester, England, in the 19th century, created by accident in 1835 by two pharmacists.
A pharmacist.
John Wheelie Lee and William Henry Perrins. Oh, so Lee and Perrins.
Hmm.
At 68 Broad Street in Worcester, the sauce was originally intended to be sold in drugstores, but became a British staple and was exported worldwide. Did you use it for, like, diseases?
I mean, the things they did.
You just said it. Sounded like a disease.
Yeah, Woosties. Man, I wonder what their original intent was as far as a pharmacy, like a tonic. People used to drink tonics all the time to cure whatever ailment they had, you know?
Yeah, it sounds disgusting. Yeah. I would not want to drink it straight.
But I feel like we need to do a Woosty challenge at the fair.
Why are you so obsessed with Woosty?
Great idea.
What?
Go to the milk barn.
Why does she want to put milk in Worcestershire sauce?
Because it's weird. Do a car bomb with Woosty. Go to the milk barn. Get yourself a milk. And we'll give you a prize. Out of my storage unit.
Mike, I'm not doing that.
I don't know what that's about.
I feel like I'm going to barf if I do that.
But I think warm somebody would do it to prove that they're a fan.
I don't need diarrhea at the state fair.
Nobody does.
If you got to walk that milk all the way from the milk barn back over to our area, it's going to be warm.
Well, you know, we know where the closest bathrooms are. It's really right by our booth.
Almost. Are there other like flavors like that?
Are polarizing.
Polarizing.
I would say I like to put soy sauce in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Sometimes I think I go too far.
Do you?
You know. And I feel like Woosty has that soy sauce taste. It's very salty.
Yeah. I think it's very similar. It serves a very similar purpose. It's more flavorful, I think, than soy sauce. I think if you had teaspoon for teaspoon, you'd notice a lot more Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah. I think that if people add like any type of umami flavoring to things.
I do like to put like fish sauce and stuff, like in my
miso.
Miso. I do like miso and stuff too. Like in my spaghetti sauce, I'll put a little bit of, I'll use anchovy.
Oh.
Because it just adds a depth of flavor.
Oh my God.
It is really good, but you don't taste anchovy. It's not fishy. Because again, I live with someone who would be like, is there fish in here? And then I'd have to be like, yes, wow. And you'll like it.
Wow.
Is there fish in
here? A good impression.
I'm painting such a good picture. Yeah. Oh, is there fish in here?
No, So you should put it on everything?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Like,
because it is one of those things.
Your, I don't know, burger?
Like a burger? Ooh, yeah.
To cook with it, but like on top of it.
It's
your mother
good.
Used it on the table?
Yeah, we would put it on the table. So like in like lentil, when she would make lentil
you
soup.
You keep doing that motion to sprinkle.
I'm not doing that. I'm doing that. That's how thank you sprinkle God. It.
Owie. No, I can't.
Why don't you go get a shot glass? What were you going to do? A shot glass
a
with
car bomb.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, people could try that. Let's do a TikTok challenge.
You do it. You go first.
We're gonna start a trend.
Yeah, she's gonna start a trend, Mike.
Let's do it.
All right.
I want to start a trend.
Let's watch her start that trend.
Come on now.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. We're gonna dance. Mike and I'll do a dance.
Mm-hmm.
The Woosty
car
bomb.
We'll do the Woosty car bomb dance.
What if also, Today Show?
That'd be awesome.
First of all, we need another name because we're not gonna call it a car bomb.
Yeah.
Okay. Woosty bomb.
Okay, sure. Woosty bomb.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what'll happen?
No.
I'll do all the hard work and then like someone will turn up on the Today Show going, yes, our radio station did this like Amy. And then I'm like, I'm the one that did it. I'm the one that did the car bomb. The Woosty bomb.
Oh, you're saying she's going to take credit?
Yeah, she's going to be like, don't worry about her.
I don't think Amy would do that,
I know.
Honestly.
I'm saying that because she's not here.
Oh, my God.
None of the managers are here today. Did you know that?
They're not?
Go down the hall by the coffee pot. We've got, actually, Shibes, B, and Seaman. None of them are here.
All right. All bets
the
are
law
off.
The firm of she's Shibes, doing, B, and Seaman.
You know what that means?
Whiskey
what?
Shots.
Party time!
When we come back, Mike is going to spin his roulette wheel. Where it lands, nobody knows.
Long flush.
It is a long flush, but sometimes
that's
you need
balloon.
It. I need one right now. We'll be right back.
It's Dawn McClain, and I am here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. He joined the Livia program like I did. Tell us about that journey.
I joined in September right after the state fair. I was at the heaviest weight of my entire life, so I was coming off of those deep fried foods at the fair after broadcasting the shows. It was time for a refresh.
And how'd you do that?
I go to the Roseville Center every Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's fantastic because the staff are so positive. They come in and it's 20-minute appointments. And we set up one goal every single Wednesday morning. So it's not me figuring out how does my life work around Livia. It's how Livia fits into what my life looks like right now. They make this actually fun to do. It's fun to lose weight.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livea.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer. Do you want to play a game? Well, you're going to have to if you're listening right now. It's The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn wrapping up the show. We always play a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
It is time to play a little game show roulette. Let's spin the wheel and find out what game show we are going to be playing today to wrap up the show. It's the final head-to-head game of the week. Of course, tomorrow we play cooperatively.
Together. Oh my God, it's Friday already.
Oh.
We've got one of our future made-up games. In fact, this is a game that we've played a few times before, but it all started this time last year. We're playing a little This or That, and we're going to go with the original topic.
Oh.
This game was created literally almost exactly a year ago, and we are going to play this Coachella act.
Oh, right.
Or that professional wrestlers.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to give you a name,
okay. And
you have to determine, is that a Coachella act, or is that a Professional wrestler.
Or wrestler.
Exactly. This game, again, was created last year at this time because it was around Coachella. I did this. And Bradley, you didn't play.
No.
I remember the first time we played this game, it was, you were out, probably on a cruise. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it was Dawn versus Colleen. So we are going to give you the first chance to play this version. We've played in the past basketball players. We've done NFL players or action movie villains. We've done baseball players or Star Wars villains or Star Wars people. But today,
I remember that.
It's Coachella Axe and professional wrestlers.
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Flipping a coin. It's Thursday. Go ahead and call it, Bradley.
Tails.
It is indeed Tails. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll like to go first, Bob.
You're going to go first. All right. Let's get it started. You got to tell me, is this a professional wrestler or a Coachella act? Your first person up, Earth Eater.
Earth Eater.
Is Earth Eater a Coachella act? Or a professional wrestler?
That is definitely a Coachella act, Bob.
Earth Eater. Absolutely. That is a Coachella act. That is actually a U.S. vocalist, producer, and composer. She goes by the name of Earth Eater.
Although I do think it would make a great wrestler.
This is true.
Oh, yeah. You're going to look like a sandworm.
We had Earthquake back in the day. But yeah, Earth Eater, I think, would be new.
Or just Earth.
Yeah, it's... There you go.
Because you're like big like the earth.
And then the wind and the fire comes in.
Sure, nice. Yeah.
Okay, or go Wisties. On, Mike. I'm sorry.
Let's jump on to our second option here. Dawn, you're up. Canyon Cody. Is Canyon Cody a Coachella act or a professional wrestler?
Canyon Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm going to say wrestler.
All right.
This is hard.
Is Canyon Cody a Coachella act or a professional wrestler? Canyon Cody is an LA DJ.
Oh.
We got that one wrong.
Okay.
No points awarded that time. There was a wrestler named Canyon, and there is currently the world champion named Cody Rhodes, but Canyon Cody is actually an LA DJ.
Okay. That's tricky, Mike.
I'm sorry. It's supposed to be a little tricky. Bradley, we go back over to you. Your name here is Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Is Valhalla a Coachella act or a professional wrestler?
I could totally see either. Valhalla, Bob. Let's see. Valhalla is Valhalla. In this context, I believe Valhalla is a Coachella act.
Valhalla, Coachella act or professional wrestler?
Oh, no!
Professional wrestler, no point awarded on that one. That is a WWE female superstar.
Oh.
Valhalla is a female superstar?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess that's where the...
I totally thought I've seen Valhalla, the band.
Have you really?
Well, there might have been, but they are not currently at Coachella. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Valhalla actually is a part of the Viking Raiders, or was, I think, at one point.
Makes sense. Okay. Like the Valkyries are female, but
there you go.
Valhalla is usually where... the Valkyries are taking the dead.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, we move on to the next one. We've got Buster Jarvis, Dawn. Is Buster Jarvis, a Coachella act or a professional wrestler?
So hard.
Well, they're not supposed to be easy. I'm not going to give you a sting.
Because we haven't had...
I don't know. That could be either one.
Yeah, that could be either one.
It's true. Well, not this
sure.
year.
Okay, so I think since we've had...
You're the just trying to play the odds.
I'm trying to play the odds. The last one was a wrestler?
Correct.
Okay, Buster Jarvis. I'm going to say Coachella.
Buster Jarvis.
Yes!
Is a Coachella act. Good we job, are all tied Dawn. Up one apiece. EDM DJ.
Okay.
EDM DJ. All right, Bradley, we go back over to you. Your next option.
Can I ask a question really quickly? So is that like a thing now where like DJs just do concerts? So you go to a concert and there's just a guy playing music on his thing or gal?
Yeah.
Same thing Grimes,
wow, that's
Grimes
cool.
does.
Yeah.
That's why Grimes had such a terrible set is apparently somebody else, according to Grimes, somebody else set up all of her things
and it didn't
go the way she normally does it when she sets it up and she had a terrible set.
I saw that headline.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shows you how out of touch I am.
We'll move on to the next one here.
Back in my day, we went to the club to see the DJ.
Yeah.
How about this one for you, Bradley? Juice Robinson. Is Juice Robinson a Coachella act or a professional wrestler?
Everybody knows good old Rowdy Juice Newton. What was it, Juice Johnson?
Juice Newton is playing with the Queen of Hearts.
Juice Robinson.
Not Juice Johnson.
That's Johnson Juice, excuse me.
No one in it really smart. What you going with?
I'm going with wrestler.
Professional wrestler or Coachella act. Juice Robinson. Indeed, a professional wrestler. You got that one right. Nicely done. AEW superstar. We move on to the next one. Dawn, you ready?
Yep.
A-Town Down Under. Is A-Town Down Under a Coachella act or a professional wrestler?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is really hard.
Gibberish or gibberish?
A-Town Down Under definitely could be a Coachella act, but is it a... That's a dumb name for a wrestler.
Well, I mean, it could be. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a professional wrestler.
You're going to go with that?
Yeah.
All right. A-Town Down Under... The current WWE Tag Team Champions, A-Town Down Under. You got
down
it.
Down Under.
Nicely done.
Okay.
We move on to our next one here. Bradley, you are up once again. Is Jockstrap a Coachella act or a professional wrestler? Jockstrap.
I want it to be a professional wrestler, and he's French.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's like, hello,
I am Jockstrap.
Oh, my God. That's great.
It's a great
it's a good
gimmick.
Idea.
Je suis Jacques Strap.
Is Jacques Strap a Coachella act or a professional wrestler?
He would be
wrestler?
A villain because anything that isn't American
has to be a villain.
Yeah.
And he would carry around like a croissant in his Jacques Strap. Okay.
What you going with?
I'm going to say, stop it. I'm going to say that is a Coachella act, Bob.
Jacques Strap. Is indeed an English alt rock duo.
Of
Jockstrap.
Course it is. There's the jock and the strap.
The score is 3-2. Dawn, we go back over to you.
Okay.
Upchuck.
Oh, come on.
Is Upchuck a Coachella act or professional wrestler?
I'm going to say Coachella.
Upchuck absolutely is a Coachella act, an Atlanta alt rock group. Performing at Coachella. All right, you got four more to go through. Let's see how it goes. And if it's tied, we got a tiebreaker. Back over to you, Bradley. Ivy Nile. Is Ivy Nile a Coachella act or a professional wrestler?
I'm going to stick with Coachella, although that's not 100%. I'm 70-30 on that.
Ivy Nile is a professional wrestler, WWE female superstar. So with that, it's an opportunity here for Dawn to take the lead. Are you ready, Dawn?
Yes.
All right. Your next name up, Toni Storm. Is Toni Storm a Coachella act or a professional wrestler?
Oh, gosh. I think Toni Storm is a wrestler.
Toni Storm, to take the lead, is indeed a professional wrestler. In fact, Toni Storm not only is dating Juice Robinson, but Toni Storm is the AEW Women's Champion.
Wow. Okay.
So, Dawn, you got that one correct. We're down to our final two. Bradley, you have to get this one to potentially force a tiebreaker. Tell me, Destroy Lonely. Is Destroy Lonely a Coachella act or a professional wrestler?
That's got to be a Coachella act, Bob.
Destroy Lonely is indeed a Coachella act. On if you get this one right, you are a winner today. Otherwise, we're going to a tiebreaker.
Oh my God, we've got very little time
left. Here
we
go.
Dawn.
Yep.
Hurry up and lose.
Killswitch.
Killswitch is a band at Coachella.
Killswitch band at Coachella? Nope.
No!
Killswitch is a pro wrestler.
You're going down.
Now, there is Killswitch Engage or something, which is a band, but that is not who is. Yes. So with that, we are going to have another option for you here. We're going to the tiebreaker. You both have to either agree or disagree on this one, or give your thoughts each on this one. We'll see how it works.
Okay.
BB Trix. Is BB Trix a Coachella act or a professional wrestler?
BB Trix. Are we saying together?
Why don't you both say it together?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Coachella.
Whoops, wrestler.
All right. If it's Coachella act, Bradley's our winner. If it's a pro wrestler, it's going to Dawn.
Oh!
BB Trix can be seen on the stage at Coachella. You're the winner today, Bradley, in another game of this or that.
Yes,
nice,
ma'am.
Nice, Mike. That was really good.
I thought I did amazing.
Mike,
it was fun. It was a wonderful game. As per usual, I appreciate all your efforts each and every day on the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Dawn, Let's go get some Woosties. You'll do some shots.
Okay.
And listeners, we'll be back again tomorrow. Up next, of course, Lori and Julia. They were just at it earlier today, were talking they? About all sorts of fun stuff. So tune in for them up next right here on My Talk 107.1. Bye!